today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 22nd parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak of Be'ez Mishnah Ches. Shida Shenital Ha'elyon. If you have a box that the upper part, the cover of the box, has been taken off, Tamei Mipnei HaTachton, it could become tummy because of the lower part of the box. Because even if the top is missing, it's still a Be'ez Kibul. Nital HaTachton, if the lower part of the box is taken off, meaning the floor of the box has been taken off, so it's only got the sides and the top. Tamei Mipnei HaElyon, it becomes tummy because of the top part of the box, because it could, the cover itself could hold things inside of it. Nital Elyon ve'atachton, if the top and the bottom are removed and only the side walls are there, Rabbi Yehuda matamei adapin. Rabbi Yehuda says it could still become tummy because you can turn it on its side and put things in the four sides. V'cham mitarin, but the Chum say that it's tahor because it's not meant to be used in that way by turning it on its side and putting things on top, not in its side, but meaning Rabbi Yehuda held you could put things on top of it like it's a table or something. Yeshivas Hasatas Tame Medras. The cushion of a person who cuts stones can become Tame through Tumas Medras. So even though it's on a stone, and a stone cannot become Tame, but the cushion becomes Tame with Tumas Medras. Mishnah Tes, Kofes, a block of wood from a palm tree, Shaserko, that you painted red, Vichirkamo, or you painted orange, Vaso Punim, and you smoothed it out. And he made it a comfortable seat. Rabbi Akiva Matami, Rabbi Akiva says, okay, so that's a kli, can become tamei. Tumas Medrash, the Chum Mitarin Anche Yachok Bo. And the Chum say, no, you have to actually carve out the shape of a seat in it. If it's still a block of wood that's just painted and smoothed out, that is not a seat. Hasalva Hakalkala, a basket of different types, Shemil and Tevin Omochen, that you fill up with straw or with feathers, Hiskin and Yeshiva, and therefore you set them up to be able to sit in them by turning them into cushions, tahor in their tahor from Tumas Medrash, but they're not yet really cushions, because meaning they're tahor from Tumas Medrash because they're not yet really cushions, because the soft stuff that you put in isn't going to stay there. Sargon begemi or b'mashicha, but if you weave the baskets with gemi or with string to keep the stuffing in and to prevent it from falling out so that it's more permanently attached to Mayan, so now it's going to be tummy Tumas Medrash because now it has an actual real cushion. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches we discussed a box where the top part is removed, it's still Mekabel Tumah. If the bottom part is removed, it's still Mekabel Tumah. And if both the bottom and the top are removed, Rabbi Yehuda says it's still Mekabel Tumah because you flip it on its side and use it as a table. And the Chum say that it's Tahar. And the chair of a stone cutter is Mekabel Tumas Medrash. And then in Mishnah Ches we discussed that if you have a block of wood that you painted and smoothed, so Rabbi Akiva says now it's a chair, so it's Mekabel Tumah. And the Chum say no, you have to carve out the shape of a chair into it. If you have a basket that you stuff with soft cushioning, so if it's done in such a way where the cushioning is not going to stay, then it's not Mekabel Tumah. But if it's done in such a way where the cushioning is going to stay, then it is Mekabel Tumah. Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up the Parchat Beis Mishnah Yud.